fourth pack of Shumas Mishnah Yud. We're talking about various leniencies into how we take account of 100 times of Chulin and make it a one time of Shumas. So before we saw a situation where Rabbi Eliezer was a Machmer, now we're going to see a situation where Rabbi Eliezer is a Maker. Was it Rabbi Eliezer Maker or Rabbi Yeshua Machmer? In this case, Rabbi Eliezer is a Maker. The Doyez Litra Ktsiyos. He has a certain measure of crushed figs, which he's crushing Al Pi Akan on the top level of a jug. So you have a jug which is full of crushed figs, and now you crush on the top of that jug some more figs. If any of the Eza, he doesn't know which one he crushed the Truma on. So the question is, how do we make into account that we have 100 times the Truma? Rabbi Lezoyim and Rabbi says, Hilamein Prudoyt, we look at it as this, separated, the Tachtoinus Malachus of Yoyim, it's a tremendous Kula. So you have a jug, and the jug is, let's say, 30 centimeters tall, and you put 3 centimeters worth of crushed figs on top. So the chayra, if you have a whole bunch of jugs, the only part you could take into account is the top 3 centimeters of every jug, because you know for sure you didn't mix this truma in the bottom part of the jug. Even though he says, no, you take into account the entire jug, and if you have 100 times the truma that you mixed into these jugs, so even though, let's say, you have 30 jugs, and the top centimeter of top 3 centimeters of each jug would only come out to 1/30th of the amount of truma that was crushed into one of these jugs. But since he says you take into account everything that in the jug, you'll have a sum total of more than 100 times this one top of the jug that has truma in it. Says, no, we don't take into account anything that's lower down above the top 3 centimeters. And Mela, if I know that in one of these kadim I have 3 centimeters depth of truma, then I have to have another 100 kadim, because if I do so, then I'm going to have 100 times those 3 centimeters on the top of each kadim.